Okay, so get this, right? Imagine a financial system, but like with no banks.
Whoa.
No banks, none whatsoever.
Really?
That's what DeFi is trying to do. It's kind of wild when you think about it. But how does it all actually work? I'm ready to go from like totally clueless to, crypto savvy.
Well, what's really mind-blowing about DeFi is that it leverages blockchain technology, the stuff behind Bitcoin,
Right, yeah.
to basically rebuild our entire financial system, like from the ground up. And we're
Wow.
talking about open access for everyone, complete transparency, and most importantly, putting you back in control of your own assets.
So instead of like relying on a bank to hold my money, I
Exactly.
become my own bank.
Precisely.
That's a huge responsibility, but it's also incredibly empowering.
It really is. It's a lot like the early days of the internet.
Okay.
Full of potential, but of course, not without its risks.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's why we're diving into the Goblins Protocol today, right?
Wait,
To
wait.
really like understand how this specific piece of the DeFi puzzle works,
Right, exactly.
because it is a puzzle.
It is, it is.
Yeah.
So Goblins, it's a decentralized exchange,
Okay.
or DEX for short.
Right.
And unlike those traditional exchanges that we're used to, the ones controlled by a central company,
Right.
Goblins actually lets users trade directly with each other.
Really?
Yeah, and it's all facilitated by these things called smart contracts.
Hold on. So with Goblins,
Yeah.
there's like no big institution calling the shots?
Nope.
That's crazy. That's a radical departure from how we usually think about finance. Tell me more.
So imagine like a digital marketplace, right?
Okay.
Where the rules are set in code, not by some company's, whims or whatever.
Right.
That's essentially what a DEX like Goblins offers.
Wow.
It's all about, cutting out that middleman,
Yeah.
giving users like way more
All
control.
right, that's starting to click a little bit.
Good.
But it also sounds a little bit like the Wild West.
It can, yeah.
Like, what's stopping things from, I don't know, like descending into chaos?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And that's where those smart contracts we talked about come in.
Okay.
They basically act like these incorruptible digital agreements,
Okay.
and they automatically execute trades once certain conditions are met.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And this really helps ensure fairness and transparency for everyone involved.
Interesting. So, if I'm understanding this right,
Yeah.
with Goblins, I'm essentially trusting the code, not a company,
Yeah.
to handle my money.
Essentially. Yeah.
That's a big leap of faith.
It
It
is.
really is.
And it's not a decision to make lightly, which is why we're here,
Right.
to really unpack the benefits and, even more importantly, the risks of DeFi
Right.
so you can make informed decisions.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the Goblins Cash article, the one you shared,
Right.
it highlights some pretty compelling benefits of this whole thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Decentralization, self-custody, transparency, and accessibility.
Big ones.
Yeah, those are big ones. Let's unpack those one by one,
Sounds good.
starting with decentralization.
Okay, so the article really emphasizes that no single entity controls the Goblins Exchange. And this isn't just like some marketing jargon or anything, it's a fundamental shift in power dynamics.
Oh.
Imagine a financial system where nobody, no single entity,
Right.
can censor transactions
Yeah.
or like shut down the entire platform.
Really?
Yeah, that's the potential of decentralization.
That's huge. No more like worrying about a central authority pulling
Exactly.
the rug out from under you.
Yeah.
I can see why people are excited about this, but
Sure.
what about this whole self-custody thing? It sounds a bit intimidating, to be honest.
It can be.
It really does.
Yeah, it might sound daunting at first, but it's actually very empowering.
Okay.
Imagine a world where you don't need to trust a bank with your life savings right now.
Okay.
That's the power of self-custody.
It's a powerful analogy.
Right.
It is. Doesn't that also mean I bear like all the responsibility
Yeah.
if something goes wrong? Like, what if I lose my password or something?
You're right. It's a double-edged sword. You're in the
Yeah.
driver's seat, but that also means you're responsible for security.
So no calling customer support if I mess up.
Unfortunately, not, no.
Guess with great power comes great responsibility, though.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. But we'll dive into the risks a little bit later.
Okay.
For now, let's stick with the benefits.
Sounds good. So self-custody is about control
Right.
and responsibility. What about transparency?
Okay.
Because in traditional finance, it often feels like things happen behind closed doors, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
How does Goblins approach this whole transparency thing?
Yeah, so
Yeah.
Transparency, well, that's where this whole blockchain technology thing, that's where it really shines.
Okay.
Remember those immutable records we were talking about? The Goblin's Cash article mentioned those.
Yeah, those kind of stuck with me.
Yeah.
It's like a permanent record, right? That can't be erased.
Exactly. So with Goblins, every single transaction, every little bit of code, it's all recorded on the blockchain.
Wow.
It's like this public financial diary that, anyone can just look at. Anyone can audit.
Wow.
No more like shady backroom deals or hidden fees or any of that. It's all out in the open.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this all ties together. Decentralized self-custody, transparent. It's like you're rebuilding the financial system on this like foundation of trust, which is really cool. But how does Goblins ensure that like everyone has access to this brave new world?
So that's where accessibility comes in.
Okay.
And the article, it really highlights how Goblins is like promoting inclusive trading
Okay.
because you see, traditional finance often has all these barriers to entry, right?
Right.
Like you need a bank account
Yeah.
or you need, a minimum amount of capital to even get started.
Right, like those crazy minimum balance requirements that some banks have. Not
Exactly.
exactly welcoming to
No,
everyone.
not at all. But with Goblins, you don't need permission from anyone to participate.
Really? Wow.
If you have an internet connection
Right.
and a crypto wallet, you're in a, it's that simple. And this really opens up a world of possibilities for people who have been, excluded from traditional financial systems.
That's incredible. It's like you're democratizing access to financial tools and opportunities. That's really cool. This is starting to sound very utopian, I gotta say. But I know we have to talk about the risks too.
Of
Well, no
course.
system is perfect.
Never.
So, what are the potential downsides here?
So we've already touched on the whole responsibility thing with self-custody.
Right, like losing access to my funds if I forget my password
So,
still makes me nervous.
it's definitely something to be mindful of, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's also why the DeFi community, they really emphasize the importance of things like strong passwords,
Okay.
hardware wallets, and just generally being smart about security.
Okay, so personal responsibility is key.
Yes, very important.
What other risks should we be aware of? I know the Goblins Cash article, they mentioned something about smart contract risks.
Oh,
What does
yes.
that even mean?
That's a great question. So remember how we talked about those smart contracts being like digital agreements written in code?
Yeah.
Well, just like any code, it's not immune to bugs or vulnerabilities.
I don't know.
Yeah, a small error in the code could potentially have huge consequences.
So even though they're supposed to be immutable and secure, there's still a chance that something could go wrong.
Exactly. It's like imagine a brand new car, right?
Okay.
It's all shiny and new, but there might be a few kinks that the engineers haven't quite ironed out yet, and there's always that risk of, unforeseen vulnerabilities being exploited.
Okay, that's a little unsettling, I'm not gonna lie.
It's understandable.
Like, how do you even begin to assess those risks? I feel like you need to be like a coding whiz to even stand a
You
chance.
don't have to be a coding expert, but staying informed is crucial.
Okay.
This DeFi space, it's all about community, right?
Yeah.
And there are tons of resources available online, in forums,
Right.
to help you understand these risks.
So it's like you have this network of fellow explorers watching your back as you navigate this new terrain.
Precisely, exactly.
Okay.
And speaking of navigating, we should also talk about liquidity.
Okay.
The Goblins Cash article mentioned it as an important factor to consider.
Okay, liquidity, that's one of those like finance terms that makes my head spin a little bit.
Yeah, I understand.
Can you break it down for me?
Absolutely. So, liquidity basically refers to how easily you can buy or sell an asset
Okay.
without affecting its price too much.
Okay, so like if I want to sell my Goblins tokens, I want to make sure there are enough buyers out there so I can get a fair price.
Precisely. High liquidity means there's a lot of trading activity,
Okay.
which makes it much easier to buy and sell without causing these like drastic price swings.
Okay.
Think of it like a busy marketplace, lots of buyers and sellers, smooth transactions.
Okay, that makes sense. But what happens if there isn't enough liquidity? What if I'm stuck with an asset and I can't sell it?
That's the risk of low liquidity.
Okay.
It can make it very difficult to exit a position or get a fair price for what you're trying to sell. Yeah, imagine trying to sell like a rare antique.
Okay.
In a town where nobody's interested in buying it, you're kind of stuck.
Right, right.
You're holding on to this thing.
It's a good analogy.
So, yeah, liquidity is like the lifeblood of a healthy market.
Okay, that makes sense. So how do you even assess the liquidity of a platform like Goblins?
That's a great question, and it's one we should definitely delve into further. The Goblins Cash article, it provides some good starting points.
Okay.
But it's also worth, you know, exploring independent analyses and, you know, community discussions, that sort of thing, to get a more kind of well-rounded perspective.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much there is to learn in this space. It's a little overwhelming, to be honest.
I hear you. It can feel like drinking from a fire hose sometimes, you know. Remember when you first started dabbling in crypto?
Yeah.
I bet you had a few, you know, learning experiences along the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember trying to navigate different exchanges for the first time. Talk about a steep learning curve.
It is.
Definitely made my fair share of mistakes.
Well, you'll have.
But hey, you live, you learn.
Exactly.
You hopefully don't lose all your crypto in the process.
Hopefully not. But, you know.
It's all part of the journey.
Yeah, it's a journey for sure.
It is.
And it sounds like with DeFi, we're all kind of figuring it out together in real time.
That's what makes it so exciting. You know, it's like we're witnessing the birth of a new financial system.
Right.
And, you know, who knows what the future holds?
You've just touched on something really huge there.
This isn't just about, like, swapping tokens.
Yeah.
It's about shifting the entire financial paradigm.
Exactly. And the questions it raises, I mean, they're huge. Like,
yeah.
What happens if DeFi actually gains, like, broader adoption than traditional finance?
Right.
How would governments and, you know, existing institutions adapt to this whole decentralized world?
That's the billion-dollar question, right?
Yeah, it is.
Would we see, like, a fusion of the old and the new?
Yeah.
Or some, like, fundamental restructuring of how we think about, like, money and value.
It's fascinating to think about. You know, we might even see like entirely new economic models emerge.
Right.
Ones that, you know, prioritize community governance and shared ownership and all these things we've been talking about.
And what impact would that have on like individual lives?
Right.
Could DeFi help, you know, bridge the wealth gap?
Potentially.
Or give more people access to financial tools.
It's possible, yeah. Like DeFi definitely has the potential to be a great equalizer.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, a guaranteed utopia or anything.
Right.
We still need to be mindful of the challenges, the risks, and, you know, ensure that this new system is actually accessible.
Right.
And equitable for everyone.
Couldn't agree more. It's on all of us. You know, the users, the developers, policymakers, everyone.
The community.
To shape this future responsibly.
Absolutely.
So to wrap things up, if you're listening to this and you're feeling that, like, spark of curiosity.
Yeah.
That urge to, you know, explore this brave new world of DeFi and Goblins.
I hope so.
What would you say is like the most important thing to remember?
I would say don't be afraid to dive in and, you know, get your hands dirty and experiment.
Yeah.
But do so with a healthy dose of caution.
Okay.
And a commitment to like continuous learning. This is a rapidly evolving space. So staying informed is key.
Wise words, research, engage with the community.
Yes.
And most importantly, never stop asking questions.
Never.
Who knows? You might just find yourself at the forefront of a financial revolution.
You might. You never know.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the world of Goblins and decentralized finance. Remember, this is just the beginning of the adventure.
It is.
We can't wait to see where this journey takes us next.